Big Bang Boom, Late Story, coming up on Wednesday night, 4th of July celebration. And these are fireworks that are synchronized to a music soundtrack here on WGIL. And it's a really cool thing. If you haven't seen that, I've gotten spoiled. I can't hardly watch fireworks without it anymore. So we're going to talk to the gentleman who put our show together and who will be there presenting coming up on Wednesday night with J&M Displays. They're located in West Burlington, Iowa. Justin Thomas joining us this morning. Justin, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing this morning?
Great. Thanks for taking a little time with us. I know it's just a slightly busy time of year for you. You're like Santa Claus around Christmas time right now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We're all over the place at the moment.
All right. Well, Justin, let's talk a little bit about what it takes to put together a show like this. Now, people, and I keep telling people, I mean, I'm so spoiled seeing shows that are synchronized to a music soundtrack, and we've been doing it with you guys for a long time, and you guys have been doing it even longer. Talk about that whole process and what it takes to put together. And our show itself, I mean, we have a really good, nice show, but you do for some communities, some bigger cities or some events, even way bigger and longer than ours. So talk about the process of putting together something, a show like ours.
Sure. First of all, it takes a great soundtrack, and usually you guys put together a really good palette for us to work with. And I don't want to give away anything about the soundtrack because I know it's kept secret until the day of. But this year's music, I don't think it's going to disappoint. I think there's a little bit of something for everybody. I like the whole thing personally. So it was really fun to choreograph to this year because when you really enjoy the music, it just makes it that much easier to do. But basically the process starts, with the soundtrack from you guys and then myself and, the salesperson for, the show, Marco Grzalik. We sit down and we discuss different visions for the different songs, and we start putting it together. It's a process. Takes about 3 to 4 days to design the whole show, and then it goes through the packing process here at J&M Displays. And here in the next couple of days, I'll be heading over, setting racks, and there we go from there.
Yeah, our soundtrack, Brian Prescott, our operations manager here, puts it together every year and does a great job. And yeah, Brian knows, Roger Lundin, our general manager, knows that's it. And along with Justin and the guys at J&M, that's it. So we're always surprised by it too, but we always know it's going to be good. Justin, talk about as far as since you've been in the business working with J&M, things that have changed over the years. Technology obviously has gotten better because it's so cool now, and this has been over the last few years, seeing things like, wow, that firework was actually a smiley face, or it was a heart. I mean, talk about how kind of that the technology kind of keeps developing as far as fireworks go.
Sure, and that's kind of the fun thing when you're scripting. We have a lot of pattern shells now that we didn't have, 20 years ago. We're able to work with our different distributors as far as what kinds of effects and things that we want to see in our shells. As far as technologically, when I first started shooting, I'd say 70% of our shows were hand-fired. Now we're kind of the opposite. I'd say more like 75% of our shows are electrically fired, and maybe 25% are still hand-fired. That's a big change. I'm a big fan of that because safety-wise, obviously it's much nicer to be 300 feet away from the explosives going off versus right next to them as they're lifting out of the mortars. In fact, that it's much nicer to be that far away.
I was going to say that's a little too close for comfort for me.
Yeah. It's well, I'll tell you what, it's an experience. I'm really glad that I was in the industry that long ago that I got to experience a few of those because it's a unique experience. But like I say, I prefer the way we do it now. So,
Justin Thomas with the J&M Displays, they'll be putting on a Big Bang Boom coming up on Wednesday night. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it seems like the technology just keeps getting better. It's just such a cool thing. So how long have you actually been doing this for a living, Justin?
Well, for a living full-time since 2013, but I've been with the company part-time since 2000. I started when I was 18.
Okay.
A friend of mine's father shot the show down in Troy, Missouri, and he asked me if I wanted to help, and there it was.
Well, so you were kind of right at the beginning of when the rules kind of changed as how you do things because of 9/11 and the handling of fireworks and the safety and all, as far as, security and all that kind of stuff then.
Oh, yeah. It was things changed very quickly between 2001. The big changes happened, obviously, around that period of time. But we've the industry in general has just had to adjust every year to different regulations that have come about partially because of 2011. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah. We'll talk a little bit more about J&M Displays. I mean, because this show is actually ours, and we think it's a great show. It's relatively small compared to some of what you do. You guys are involved with some shows in some cities a whole lot bigger than a community like Galesburg.
Oh, sure. J&M Displays, we're pretty well nationwide at this point. We have a pretty strong presence in California, Colorado, which, by the way, Colorado this year is struggling a little bit because of their drought conditions. But down south, as far as New Orleans, as far east as Indiana, Tennessee, that kind of area. So the J&M Displays has grown a lot. It's established in 1980, so it's not like it was that long ago, by Jim Etkin and Michael Etkin, and they had a vision for this company, and it's grown, I think, beyond what their initial expectations. So,
Justin Thomas,
great company to work for.
Justin Thomas, J&M Displays with us. Is there different challenges like for instance ours? You've got an area you shoot from; it's all cleared out near the lake, and I'm sure a lot of them are like that. But then you're also things like shooting off of a barge on the river or on the lake, like you do. Is there like different challenges involved in different areas?
Sure, sure. I mean, every shoot site's different. The biggest thing is that we keep our distance from the audience. So, for instance, at some shoot sites, if you only have 300 feet, you can only shoot up to 3-inch shells. We're lucky that we can shoot up to 4-inch shells at Lake Story there. It's nice because that opens up some more of the pattern shells, because it's hard to get those patterns into smaller diameter shells. Different shoot sites take every shoot site's unique as far as that goes, as far as distance to the audience and also distance to structures and things like that. And that's why sometimes we have to use proximity devices and things if we're going to shoot off a rooftop or something like that.
J&M Displays, West Burlington, Iowa. Man, they're all over the country doing shows. And some of the cool stuff, I was looking at your website that you do, obviously, 4th of July shows. But, I mean, you might do a fair or a festival. But even smaller things like a wedding and concerts. And then some of the other stuff you do, like the pyrotechnics concerts. And I'm guessing that's a whole other level, a whole new challenge getting into a sports arena, whether it's like Carver Hawkeye Arena or somewhere else, and doing pyrotechnics and fireworks in there, because there's so many more fire hazards, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Indoor fireworks are their own unique animal. And we do confetti streamers, rooftop events. The proximity devices are, our indoor proximity devices are designed to where they burn for an exact amount of time and they extinguish at an exact amount of time. Because if you wanted to shoot a 30-foot gerb and the ceiling was 60 feet, you don't want it going further than that 30 feet. You don't want any chance of ignition of any other item in the building. And you want no debris with those types of pyrotechnic devices.
And then you got
it's a different animal.
Yeah, and the flame effects and things like that. I'm, you know, just looking at some of the pictures, like, wow, it's kind of scary. I mean, at a concert, you got the band on stage, and obviously you guys, the safety is number one, but you want to make sure it looks really cool, though, on top of it.
Oh, absolutely. It's scary, but at the same time, I tell you what, doing those kinds of events are a lot of fun. I enjoy that side of our pyrotechnics. It's right up there with the 4th of July for me. But 4th of July, obviously, is our biggest day. So,
What's a favorite thing, I guess, hitting the button and seeing the culmination of your work?
Oh, absolutely. I look forward to, especially Lake Story, you put in all the work, you think you got all the cues in the right spots, and then you stand there and you just get to, you step back and you get to watch the show culminate, and you're hoping that everything you designed and everything, the whole team here at J&M Displays designed, you hope that everything works so there's something for everybody in the audience. That's our goal, that there's something for everybody in the audience.
You know, the cool thing, we mentioned that fireworks synchronized to music, and I've gotten spoiled. It's hard for me to watch them, although fireworks are still cool no matter, but having them synchronized to music, people that haven't seen that don't understand what element that actually adds to it.
Sure, sure. Yeah, it is. It just takes it to the next level.
At first, and I still remember the first time, it's been a long time ago, a radio station over in Indianapolis would do a Labor Day show, and to get a couple hundred thousand people on the down on the White River downtown Indianapolis. That's the first time I saw it synchronized to music. Like, wow, that is so cool. And I thought it was so cool when we started doing it here with you guys, and I'm really glad we're able to to work with you. Well, Justin, I know you're a busy guy. You got lots to do still, and we'll welcome you to Galesburg coming up over the next couple of days.
Sounds great. Hey, and just because I heard you talking about firework safety a second ago,
sure.
I just want to give you a quick plug. The APA, it's an organization that our company's a member of. There's a website, www.celebratesafely.org. It's got curriculum on there for teachers if they're interested in teaching kids proper fireworks safety use. It's also got just general information for parents. There's videos on there. There's a little cartoon character called Dr. Sparks. He kind of looks like a old man version of Stewie from Family Guy. There's all kinds of stuff out there for fireworks safety if anybody's using consumer fireworks, because we want everybody to stay safe out there and enjoy the big shows that the professionals put on.
Absolutely, yeah. Just, that's the biggest thing. Enjoy what the professionals do. They know what they're doing. It's safe, and we really enjoy the show. We're looking forward to it Wednesday night. And again, if you're interested in talking with J&M or finding out a little bit about them, if you got an event coming up, you can Google them and jandmdisplays.com. And again, if you just Google J&M, that's just the letter J and M. J&M Displays, and find out some information about the company. Justin, thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning. Looking forward to the show Wednesday night.
Yep, sounds great. Thanks.